USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Today, the Environmental Protection Agency is proposing the strongest ever vehicle emission standards, projected to avoid nearly 10 billion tons of CO2 emissions. The new pollution rules would work by forcing automakers to ensure that each year, between 2027 and 2032, the total emissions of their vehicles puts out less emissions every year. General Motors, Ford, and Volvo have pledged to sell only zero-emission cars by 2035. That's quite a commitment, considering roughly 6% of the new cars sold last year in the United States were EVs. In his first interview since being arraigned, former President Trump sat down with Fox News last night from his home in Florida.
Well, it was a horrible thing because I did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. You look at even the pundits and the legal analysis, Greg Jarrett, all of these really talented people, they're saying he didn't do anything wrong.
The family of the man who police say opened fire in a downtown Louisville, Kentucky bank, killing five people, are speaking up. They say the 25-year-old struggled with depression, but they saw no signs he was planning or capable of such violence. Quote, while we have many unanswered questions, we will continue to cooperate fully with law enforcement officials and do all we can do to aid everyone in understanding why and how this happened. End quote. Police body cam footage of Monday's Louisville violence has been released.
The footage shows officers moving in to engage the suspect while encountering heavy fire. It captures the moment police open fire themselves, killing the 25-year-old gunman. Police say after he killed five people and injured over half a dozen, he laid in wait in the lobby for police to arrive and started shooting at them. Two officers are among those injured, and one remains in critical condition after being shot in the head. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Consumer Price Index was released this morning by the feds. Consumer prices rose 5% in the year-to-year through March and continues to not give Americans any financial relief. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
WNBA player Brittany Griner is ready to tell her story of the Russian ordeal.
Griner says she's ready to open up about the unfathomable experience of being arrested and incarcerated in Russia. Griner says she's working on a book about her experience that should be released in the spring of next year. She was arrested last year at an airport on drug-related charges and detained for nearly 10 months, much of that time spent in a Russian prison. She was finally freed in exchange for a notorious Russian arms dealer that was being held by the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
A volcano erupted early yesterday on Russia's far eastern Kamchatka Peninsula, spewing clouds of dust 12 miles into the sky and covering broad areas with ash. The ash cloud from the eruption of Shivaluch, one of Kamchatka's most active volcanoes, extended more than 300 miles northwest and engulfed several villages in gray volcanic dust. Officials closed the skies over the area to aircraft. President Biden is calling out a Texas judge's controversial decision to suspend the abortion pill mifepristone for safety reasons.
On Tuesday, Biden called last week's ruling completely out of bounds. The judge ruled in favor of anti-abortion groups, ordering the FDA to revoke its decades-old approval of the drug. A lawsuit argues the nearly five-year approval process for that medication decades ago was rushed. The Justice Department has since appealed the judge's decision. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.